The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend Dr. Eric Karlstrom for a very special show, because folks, it is the 50th show that we have done together. So I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Andy. How about that? 50 shows, and an array of important topics we've covered. And so thank you. It's been 4 years now, I think, that we've been doing these shows, and this has given us a chance to really set forth a lot of material. And being a retired professor, I feel like there's probably more than one or two academic courses worth of material in there. So it's online, it's free, and it's available to people who want to engage in some issues that the mainstream media will never touch, or mostly. And so in that sense, good on you, and thank you, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, and folks, the other thing that Eric offers, I get a lot of people asking, you know, where my archives are. I only store the last month on my website, and as they drop off the bottom, they go out into the ether. I do keep my own copies, and at some point I will be looking to set up some sort of archives thing. There's so much going on at the moment, though. But what Eric has done, and he put a great deal of work into this, is he actually hosts the archives of all our shows together. And if you go to andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, and you click any show with Eric, you'll see right under the click here to listen to the show, there's another link which has the archives of all our shows together on it. And so you can listen to all our shows going back to the very first one from the 29th of November, or November the 29th, 2016. And to celebrate our 50 shows together, we're going to dedicate today's show to the Lifeline Project, which Eric has talked about recently, and it's a project he's set up to assist targeted individuals throughout the world. And you actually, I think that you said you set this up around the time that we started recording together. Is that right, Eric?
No, actually, I began recording this about a year ago got most of it done. So this is a pre-COVID-19 effort, but many of the issues, of course, spill over dramatically into the COVID-19 fraud that we're dealing with now, and the New World Order, of course. And so then this year in September, last month, I completed it, and I've got it on my website, erickarlstrom.com. And in fact, if people go to that, and then they'll see a whole series of links in the middle. And if they go to the Lifeline Project right in the middle there, they can click on that, and we can put that in as a link as well. And then they will see the heading Lifeline: Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens, with a subtitle: Exposing and Defeating Organized Stalking, Electronic Torture, Mind Control, Illegal Human Experimentation, and Psychological Warfare Operations that Threaten Humanity. And and then it goes through 74 tracks, and you can actually listen to a 90-second clip of each one. And these are digitally for sale, I think 99 cents per track, or $39.95 or something like that for the whole set. And now that it would appear under the COVID restrictions, in many ways, this targeting program that I've experienced now for at least 7 years running is being rolled out against the masses, or at least many people throughout the world. And those of us who've studied this know that, you know, this is a torture, murder, enslavement program that has been developing since World War II, and that they have tested these exotic weapons, neuroweapons, et cetera, directed energy weapons, on targeted individuals covertly in order to see what what they can do remotely, electronically. And so they had to have guinea pigs, and the way to get the guinea pigs is to just select people from the population. They would originally go for prisoners and minorities and things like that, but now that they want to use this to, I think, enslave the whole human population, under Operation Warp Speed, the vaccines, et cetera, they have been, finding individuals that they thought, this is the Pentagon now, would represent key groups. So what we're really looking at is a global enslavement program here. And I would be one of the quote-unquote survivors, in the sense that I'm still alive. I haven't committed suicide. I haven't committed a crime of passion. I haven't been locked up and as crazy yet. Different people survive longer than others. And, of course, this is part of the data they want to collect. Everything's data for these guys. And they want the system to run on AI, artificial intelligence. And we're closing in on that time, I'm afraid, Andy, when this, many TIs do believe it's now running on AI. So I'm not sure about that. But let's talk about this project, because I believe that education is the best single antidote to, you can talk about shielding and, do you get the metal this thick and put it on your walls and that to protect yourself from the frequencies, et cetera. But I think education, knowing what the project is the best single defense, knowing what the weapons are. And unfortunately, I think most people in the world don't know who our real enemy is. They don't know what our real enemy's goals are. They don't know what our real enemy's weapons are. And I think if people listen to this series of tracks, they will find that out. And what I've done, Andy, is to do this, I've approached it like an academic. I'm an academic. I taught university for 30 years. I, master's, PhD, the whole bit, research, and, published in national and international journals in the field of physical geography. And when someone takes on a project, the first thing one does is a literature review or, a survey to find out what other people have written and learned about this topic. So this is exactly how I approach this. And I read and read and read, and I found the people that I thought were most coherent, logical, and had the best explanation for what was going on. And I discovered some amazingly smart targeted individuals in the past who wrote books and reports, et cetera, and I read them. And it's from these books and reports, really, and related, that I'm quoting in this project. So let me just read you a little bit of the introduction to my Lifeline project here. Again, introduction, Lifeline, essential insights and healing music for illegally targeted citizens. I have a couple epigraph quotes. One being, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. This is, of course, what John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, said 10 days before his assassination. And that, in other words, this plot was well advanced in 1963, and it's really a post-World War II plot, and we've gone into the history of some of this thing. So, and it's been done mostly in secret. It's a gigantic black project, and it's a black science project, and involves mind control and directed energy weapons and neuroweapons and all kinds of stuff. But knowledge is power. And it's high time, I'll just kind of dabble through my intro here. It's high time the citizens become aware of the phenomenal technologies and weapons being secretly deployed against them. foremost among our God-given rights is the right and duty we have to protect ourselves and our loved ones from torture and murder, and I would add enslavement. Millions of people throughout the world are now being covertly targeted, tracked, terrorized, and tortured in a massive, illegal, and highly profitable government, military, intelligence, corporate black operation that has been going on since World War II. Organized gang stalking, electronic torture, also known as counterintelligence and contract stalking, and the man-hunting business is a cleverly disguised program of torture and murder with multiple layers, innumerable perpetrators, perps, and many facets. Its victims are mostly innocent citizens who have been secretly watched, listed as terrorist threats. And of course, now we're gonna find ways to get people testing positive on their PCS test or whatever they're called, that always, you know, that have so many bogus results. And then they're going to track the people that they give the vaccines to and basically implant them with the equivalent of RFID chips. And they'll have their super surveillance tracing system. And this will be just a radical expansion and extension of the program that we targeted individuals have been guinea pigs in. And unfortunately, now many, many people are going to be involuntarily enrolled in this program. So this is why I'm calling it a lifeline. I mean, I'm throwing a lifeline to people. Hey, you want to know what's happening to you? You know, you're having all these weird experiences. Here's what's happened to others who have been put in these programs. So basically, these are lives of targeted individuals or illegally targeted citizens, which I now call them ITCs, are systematically destroyed via psychological warfare and remote no-touch torture techniques, including soft kill, slow kill, silent kill, directed energy and neuroweapons. And the remotely electronically captured biometric data of TIs is actually trafficked and traded through extensive dark networks of military, corporate, private, university, medical, banking, and insurance institutions that comprise a vast criminal syndicate. See, this plan to enslave humanity has been going on for quite a while, Andy, and the technologies have been developing unbeknownst to the public. The program, here termed Global Government Gang Stalking Genocide Gestapo, or G5, is designed to incapacitate, neutralize, eliminate, or to control and criminalize dissenters, whistleblowers, truth tellers, and other enemies of the state, people who won't go along with the Jew world order, whatever. TIs are used as disposable, non-consensual human experimentees in the testing and deployment of a host of electronic weapons that remotely torture, impair, alter, enslave, and or kill humans. Neuroweapons such as remote neural monitoring and manipulation and brain-to-computer and brain-to-brain interface can convert people into cybernetic or man-machine or cyborg, cybernetic organisms, slaves. As of this date, it appears that these weapons may soon be deployed against all humanity. And then I go through a little bit about my story, which is that after a 30-year career as a university geography professor, after retiring in 2011 and starting to write articles about mind control and the controllers, I found myself targeted in 2013 actively in a very hostile manner. And I became aware a little bit about what's going on. It's shock and awe for the first year or two because it's almost like, you know, the United States military is attacking Iraq in 2003 with all the fireworks and, you know, confusion and a lot of people, I think, succumb and crumble are destroyed in that very early stage. But in fact, they've been surveilling you for a long time and profiling you psychologically. And it's a part of hybrid warfare is what it is. Fourth generation warfare is when the state will target individuals and groups within a culture, within a society. And it has so many different methodologies that it can use in hybrid warfare. And this is a very effective one. And all the resources of the state can be brought to bear against individuals that the state wants to eliminate. And unfortunately, we can trace all this back to the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies, the CIA. And it really is horrible. It's really, a lot of people are going to be in denial because they believe in their government. But if you look at the track record of the government, you know, 9/11 being, you know, CIA Mossad operation, John F. Kennedy murder being certainly supported by the military, you see that the military has turned on the American people as it is supported and controlled by the high cabal, which is, of course, the central banking elite, CFR, et cetera. So in this project, there's 57 musical narrations that comprises the core of the project. And I'm basically reading parts of my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, which I've developed since 2016, which has over 1,500 posts now, Andy. And then I quote these insiders that know what's going on. And these include outstanding medical doctors, scientists, researchers, soldiers, spies, Christian pastors, and targeted individuals. Some of the people that I quote in here are Dr. Rauni Kilde, former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, brilliant lady, multiple degrees in medicine, who understood the mind control aspect because she was an insider, would go to these military mind control conferences and present papers. And she was a target between 1985 and 2015 when she died probably of an electronically induced heart attack. And she understood the program, I think, better than anybody I've found. Dr. Alfred McCoy, I quote, former CIA professor who wrote a book on American torture. Dr. James Giordano, who's certainly one of the neuroscientists, neuroweaponologists who is doing the program. Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty, who was liaison officer between the military and the CIA 1955 to 1963 being when Kennedy was shot. General Smedley D. Butler, former President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Robert Naislund, Swedish TI, Kay Griggs, American TI, brilliant lady, Cheryl Welsh, American TI, brilliant lady, wrote many, many scholarly papers about gang stalking. Harlan Girard, brilliant man, wrote papers and published scientific articles about stalking. Stephen O'Keefe, brilliant Canadian TI. I've got six tracks narrating his material. He may or may not, some of these people may have be dead now because this is a brutal program of torture and murder. So this is not, I'm not kidding around. This is not for fun stuff. This is deadly serious, deadly. William Benny's the highest profile targeted individual, former ex-NSA whistleblower, now being hit with electronic weapons and has been targeted for years for being a whistleblower. Marshall Thomas, the author of Phoenix, Monarch, the New Phoenix Program, brilliant book, 2008. Mark M. Rich, author of several excellent books on this topic, Douglas Valentine, D.J. Welsh, Dr. X. Key Score, Preston James, Ph.D. of Veterans Today, Walter Bowart, who wrote the classic book on Operation Mind Control from the 70s, Radley Balco and Tex Mars, our friend. And then, of course, I quote myself some because I have a lot of material on the website. We might hear from a little bit of that today. So in order to hopefully help the medicine go down. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, said Mary Poppins. I use that strategy, and I combine these narrations with melodic instrumentals that I have composed and recorded on piano, guitar, and banjo that are featured in some of my other CDs that are also on this website. I've got about 20 CDs that I've done because music has been a lifelong passion, and I was just born with a certain amount of ability. And I just felt like, well, you develop your talents, right? That's what God gives you, your talents, you develop them. So there are 16 songs that are interspersed with the Lifeline Project. Some of these are original. Some are standard tunes that I've rewritten the words for. And then some of them are actual gospel songs from my Gospel Refrain CD, which came out just a couple years ago. So... my feeling now, having been in this program, is that it's very, very difficult to stand up to this evil, satanic evil, really, without the faith in and support of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this is my conclusion, and I think many other TIs share that because you can't stand against the devil on your own two feet. You have to have, faith and support of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I'm hoping that this project will help encourage other TIs so that they can survive their hellish ordeal, and that it will help expose and defeat this diabolical program, which is so systemic now. It's supported by so many levels of our societies. It's almost as if the societies themselves have become criminalized and satanized. And I believe that now there are a lot of people in our societies that are doing these programs that have, just totally gone to the dark side, if you will. They are possessed. And you have to be possessed to do this kind of thing to other people. And then I'm hoping it'll prevent this terrible program from going global, but it looks like it is going to go global with the introduction of the vaccines. We could talk about that on a future show. But let's recall the words of 1 John 4:4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And then let us also recall the words of Paul the Apostle, who said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Clearly, these programs are to enslave humans. And we know who wants to enslave us. I mean, the Jewish Talmud says when our Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. Well, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? And if we go to Acts 23:12, we can read the "And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor sleep till they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy." Okay, there's gang stalking right there in the Bible. And there's, with a deadly intent and a large group dedicated to killing one person, by all means, fair or foul. Of course, Paul had the protection of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, so they did not prevail. But those who do not have that protection, it's horrible, to be subjected to these kinds of harassment and abuse. So let's, I'll stop here. Andy, if you'd like to make a comment or join in with an observation.
Well, only that I got the what I meant, and I should have said it this way, but I know the Lifeline Project was started late last year. It was your gang stalking mind control cults website, which has been the focus of your work in recent years, that you actually started in 2016. That was what I meant to say, okay, rather than the Lifeline Project, which I know that you started about a year ago.
Right. Right. And it is the culmination of this work over the last 4 years. And I normally don't like to toot my own horn, but I'm very, very proud of this, because this project was accomplished under conditions of war. It was compiled and produced while I'm being attacked, with street theater and the occasional electronic weapons, etc. Soft kill, slow kill, silent kill are good. Are good terms, no touch torture. And so let's go through the list here. I'll just go through the list of cuts. The first one, 74, is the number of tracks. First one is Dr. Ronnie Kilda's Bright Light on Black Shadows from her book. Dr. Kilda's Warning, I'm sorry, is the name of the track from Bright Light on Black Shadows, which is her book of 2015, the year that she was murdered. She's got all the pieces most of the pieces of the project in this book, and I have mined it for information. Second one is A Race of Cybernetic Slaves from an article by James F. Marino, "The Human Species is on the Precipice of Becoming a Race of Mind-Controlled Cybernetic Slaves." And that, is fast-tracked now with all these vaccines coming up. And then I list the songs. These are songs now from my other CDs as backdrop. And then third one, Fourth World Wilderness of the Mind, comes from an individual named George W. Hunt, George Washington Hunt, who had a website called thebigbadbank.com. I think he's now passed on. I think he was targeted brutally. He was at a meeting of the United Nations back in 1987, prior to the Rio Earth Summit, and he saw what the plans were of the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Maurice Strong, et cetera, in Colorado, to introduce a boundless wilderness of the mind, a fourth world wilderness of the mind, in which all the nations are replaced by mind-controlled slaves. And this is the vision of our leaders, our would-be rulers. Next one is my own words, behind the lies that blind and bind. The next one, number five, is Soldier's Lament, in which I quote a number of our great soldiers, Smedley Butler, Eisenhower, et cetera, about how things have gotten out of whack and, you know, war has become a business. Smedley Butler wrote the book, War is a Racket, back in 1933. The next one, number six, you are the enemy. And this is by Preston James, PhD of Veterans Today, saying that, okay, the war now is against the population. Very eloquent. And I quote for him. Next one is gang stalking and government jobs, coming from an article called Gang Stalking is Torture Funded Through Entitlements and Government Jobs. Now, a lot of people are not going to want to accept this, but you're going to have to accept it, because this is the new reality. And number eight is a song that I've kind of rewritten, an old kind of a bluegrassy song called Mama Don't Allow No Gang Stalking Around Here. Kind of snappy. Usually was Mama Don't Allow No Music Playing Around Here, but I've retooled it. And then the next section, B, is called The Program. It starts out with NSA Spying by William Binney. From a YouTube interview he did on Operation Stellar Wind. The next one is Structure and Goals of the Hidden Evil, coming from Mark M. Rich's book called The Hidden Evil, The Financial Elite's Covert War Against the Civilian Population. And then the next one is a little song that I kind of put together called Spy, to the Everly Brothers tune of Dream. These songs are kind of like comic relief. The next one is Homeland Security Protection Racket. This is quotes from Douglas Valentine's book, CIA as Organized Crime, How Illegal Operations Corrupt America and the World, from 2017. Douglas Valentine, brilliant writer. He wrote the book on Operation Phoenix. The next one, National Security Racketeering Network, by an article of this, or by a YouTube of the same name, by a guy who calls himself Dr. X Keyscore. He also claims to have graduate work in intelligence and security type issues. And then another song I wrote, rewrote the words to the old folk song Tom Dooley. Now I call it T.I. Tom Dooley. And how are we doing for time? Do we want to break for the cut, or should I just plow through these here, Andy? What do you think? Maybe I'll just plow through. Okay, so the next one is the Global Phoenix Program, CIA as Organized Crime. No, I just did that. 16 is Monarch, the New Phoenix Program, is a quote from that book, Monarch, the New Phoenix Program, by Marshall Thomas. And next one is from Dr. Ronnie Kildas, Conversation Between a Perp or a Perpetrator and a Target, from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows. Next one is On Recruits, is also from Dr. Ronnie Kildas' book. And the next one is called Organized Gang Stalking Manual, number 19, also from Dr. Ronnie Kildas' book, Bright Light on Black Shadows. And this is a manual that she was able to come up with, which was used by intelligence agencies in Operation Gladio, which is the operation in Italy post-World War II, in which the CIA, MI6, and NATO organized all kinds of domestic terror events to discredit the political left. And it's 40 minutes long. It's the longest one in there. But anyone who listens to this or reads this manual would understand that this is essentially what the gang stalking program is. So this demythologizes it. This is an intelligence operation, and it's the kind of operation that is used covertly, a black operation, throughout the world, and now it is going global. So this organized gang stalking manual is very important. And I might say I've taken about 17 of these cuts, and I've put them, put images with them, and now they're up on YouTube. We can put the link to those in the notes for the show. And there, it's broken into three pieces, but there are images to go with the organized gang stalking manual, a text. The next one, I've rewritten the words to Surfin' USA, good old Beach Boys song. Now it's called Stalkin' USA. Bear in mind that there is a standing army of stalkers in America right now. They don't get much press, but we have standing armies ready to aid and abet this communist revolution, and they are involved in it. All these crisis actors and surveillance role players are getting paid, and these are the revolutionaries in the street. So the stalking program in the United States and the world can morph very quickly into other operations, because these are domestic civilian military operations that use regular, irregular, and special forces. So you're likely to have plainclothes special forces in mixed with civilian spies, mixed with surveillance role players. And this is what's causing these revolutions, these revolutionary riots in the streets. This is all provoked. This is all staged. And to know this is to know what's going on, and not to know this is not to know what's going on. So that's why we need to get the word out that we're being conned. Okay, the next is message to TIs from Dr. Eric Carlstrom. First one is the Global Gestapo that we'll listen to today. The next one is introductory statement to TIs. The next one is Operation G5, 2019 synopsis, and then Operation G5, the equation. I made a little quasi-quantitative equation, kind of for fun, to try to get all the elements in there. It's very difficult to get all the elements. It's very, very complex. And then the next one, the laws of God and man violated by global gang stalking operations. And just about every one you can think of is four of the Ten Commandments, and just about all of the Bill of Rights, and so many laws are being violated right now. The ruling elite, which is seeing the goalposts getting closer, and they just don't care. They're going for it, and they're going to, break every law. They don't care. And I'm sure you understand how that works. The next section, D, is on CIA no-touch torture. And this is a very important component. This is what we saw at Abu Ghraib and also Guantanamo Bay being rolled out against civilians. The first one, number 26, is CIA no-touch torture from Dr. Alfred McCoy's book or outline. Next one, more on CIA no-touch torture from an article by Cheryl Welsh entitled Making Sense of Mind Control and No-Touch Torture in Contravention of Conventional Wisdom. Next one, 28, Globalizing CIA No-Touch Torture, also from the Cheryl Welsh articles. And then the next one, The American Torture Gulag, a question from his book, Dr. Alfred McCoy's book, A Question of Torture, CIA Interrogation from the Cold War to the War on Terror. And then the next one, I think, is the key, the critical aspect of this project, because people don't understand mind control. This has been a black project. But the next section, E, is on mind control and the Human Brain Project. Number 30 is quotes on mind control. Number 31 is the Human Brain Project from a lecture by Robert Naslund, a Swedish TI, who has been implanted in 1967, and his life has been hell ever since. And he's been trying to get help, and his story is a phenomenal story of a TI who wouldn't give up. So my hat's off to Robert Naslund and all the other TIs that refuse to turn into slaves. Next one is 32, Biomedical Telemetry, Again, that's from Robert Naisland. Next one is 33 is bioelectromagnetic weapons, from an article, Bioelectromagnetic Weapons, the Ultimate Weapon, and a Current U.S. Program of Involuntary Human Experimentation, by Harlan Girard, who actually formed a group that sued the United States around the year 2000. And of course, that was thrown out of court because they own the system. Next two are abstracts that Dr. Ronnie Kilder wrote for military mind control conferences and presented at those conferences. One is Electromagnetic Neurotelecommunication and Cybernetics. It gets technical here. And the next one is Neuroelectromagnetic Telecommunication. Study. Survive. Mankind is about to be turned into cybernetic slaves with this technology. So what can I say to your audience? This is not entertainment. Wake up, learn, resist intelligently, or it's over. The next one is Weaponized Biophysics and Neuroscience. This is from Cheryl Welsh's article, The Secret 1950s Discovery of the Code of the Brain. All this very classified. Next one, 37, Mind Control Symptoms, from a book by Gloria Naylor, the black author, 1996. And the next one, 38, We Are Targeting the Brain. Here's a confession by Dr. James Giordano of Georgetown University, a hotbed of MK Ultra research for the last 60 years. He is a neuroweaponologist, and he admits that, and he works with DARPA, and he's a consultant with the Human Brain Project in Europe. So we are targeting the brain, we are finding targets, and we are using these mind control technologies as a weapon. This is admission, this is a confession from somebody who's doing it at the highest levels. And then I have a little kind of a spoof song, not really a spoof, but it's called I Want to Map Your Brain, in which I rewrite the words to I Want to Hold Your Hand. And so we have psychopaths that rule us and want to control us. And if we as a species want to maintain our autonomy, want to retain our sovereignty, we need to understand these weapons and figure out ways collectively, we're pretty smart, to defeat them. And we will defeat them with God's help. We have to, because they want to turn us into cyborg slaves. The next one is the electronic concentration camp, the automated battlefield, in which I quote a couple articles from Cheryl Welsh, or DJ Welsh, excuse me. One's called Sensors. No, the first one is Sensors on the Automated Battlefield by Cheryl Welsh. And the next one is GeoInt and the Automated Battlefield from DJ Welsh, different person. And, so that's all very technical as well, but we have to understand that it's a big computer game. This is actually a DARPA simulation, a world simulation for the people in the Pentagon. And they would like to hook up our brains to their Pentagon cloud and put us into their hive mind. And then no more dissent, no more human individuality either. We'll all go into Satan's hive mind as I see it. And then the next one is also a very important section where I have targeted individuals' testimonies. And I've gone through many of these, but I feature Kay Griggs from her interviews of 1998 and 2005, one of which was with Jeff Rentz. Dr. Ronnie Kilda's testimony, her experiences as a TI. And then I've got two tracks from her. And then Stephen O'Keefe's testimony, six tracks. This is the Canadian TI. And this comes from his website, Op Catalyst, which is now taken down from the internet. But he had a whole series of excellent videos because he was trained in the arts. Targeted individual as lone wolf terrorist was the original website title. And fortunately, I copied this and wrote this stuff down before a lot of it was taken off the website. So you won't find some of these things on the internet now, especially the sixth one, which is my number 51, which is coming from a YouTube that he did called Deceive and Hide Jewish Mob Stalking Culture, in which he's actually videotaping all these Jews and stalking him in Toronto, on Yonge Street, I believe, and in that area. And brilliantly, he's giving a play-by-play. This is what they're doing now. They're, you know, they're walking with a backpack which has biotelemetry gear, and they can, you know, they can do this, that, and the other. And now he's gone into the back alley, and now, you know, he's got this on videotape. And I watched this stuff, and I did transcribe it. And there it is, number 51. And Stephen O'Keefe is a brilliant young man. I don't know if he's still alive. I've read that the average time that people live once they're in this program is 4 years. I don't know. He's claimed to have been in for, you know, quite a while, 10 or 15 years when he wrote these things. Then I have the letter from Andrew's father, who was the father of a TI in Florida who committed suicide with a shotgun. And it's a very wrenching letter that I received from him. And then I think we played that also on your show, Andy, a letter from Andrew's father.
We did. I remember then, that.
Yeah. And we played some of these on your show. So if people go into the archives, they will hear some of these. Then number 53, We Will Stalk You. This, of course, the takeoff of the song We Will Rock You. And you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Then the next section, H, is the Brotherhood, the organization where Kay Griggs and Dr. Ronnie Kilda, with their insider knowledge, explain who's doing this and what the structure of the criminal cartel is. It's highly Masonic. It's a merger of the Masons and the military and the mafia, and certainly is generally ruled by people of the Jewish persuasion. And this is brought out by both of these incredibly intelligent women, Kay Griggs and Dr. Ronnie Kilda. So that's track 54 and 55. And then we get to section I, which is A Nation Betrayed. And here I'm taking readings from books. The first one is The Secret Team and the High Cabal by Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty, from his book, The Secret Team, the CIA and its Allies in Control of the United States and the World, 1973. And then 57, CIA's Organized Crime. I take a snippet from CIA's Organized Crime, How Illegal Operations Corrupt America and the World. And then 58, Confessions of CIA Operatives. And then my song, original song, Ode to Jimmy, in which one of my childhood friends died of a heroin overdose at the age of 19. And I, years later, figured out that the heroin came into the United States at that time, about 1970, in to a large extent in body bags of our Vietnam veterans who were flown back to the United States, and the heroin was flown in the body bags, slipped in the body bags. So what we had was a criminal operation being run by the military at that time, and that's what was bringing the drugs into the D.C. area, and that's how my friend Jimmy died. It's a wake up. You know, you wake up at different times when you realize that the nation and the military run by a criminal syndicate. And the information is the next one is Ode to Jimmy. The backstory is from Whiteout, the CIA drugs and the press. And then I kind of do a Ruby Ridge theme. We played some of these. Sing a song about Ruby Ridge that was written by a very good songwriter. Do a kind of a bluegrass style of it. And then we do the backstories. Ruby Ridge, the military police state, comes from Rise of the Warrior Cop, the militarization of America's police forces. And that's, you might say, the first cover story. But the second cover story is the more interesting one. In other words, the second layer behind the false cover stories. I guess it's the third layer in. We get to Ruby Ridge military mind control, which comes from Operation Open Eyes. Disaffected spook seal spills seal mind control experiences. And that was the real reason for the Ruby Ridge fiasco, as well as Waco and various other outrageous incidents in which the military goes in and kills individuals who've been put in CIA mind control operations, and the operation has gone south. Same thing, of course, happened with Jim Jones and the People's Temple. That was also a military intelligence mind control operation that went south. They had to kill everybody. So this is the real world, folks. Please wake up, turn off your TV, and get informed. Next one, 64, is by our good friend Tex Mars, how America and Israel strangle the world, from a power of prophecy program that he did called America and Israel Strangle the World. Next one is a song that a university professor friend and I rewrote the words to an old bluegrass song called White House Blues. Right after 9/11, we saw through it, and we rewrote this bluegrass song accordingly. And then the last one, 66 here, is Illuminati Vision 2025, comes from a power prophecy program by Tex Mars called Illuminati Vision 2025. Tex Mars, of course, spent his whole life explicating and discovering digging into the walls, as he would say, from Ezekiel chapter 8. And finding out, though, so much of this comes back to the Illuminati vision. And then the last section, our response to this diabolical evil. First, 67 is Voices of Hope and Inspiration, which I do some quotes of, wise guys like, Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death, etc. And then the last seven cuts are gospel songs off of my Gospel Refrain CD. So that kind of gets through the what's on the Lifeline project. I think if people go through this once or twice, or maybe it'll take three for some, maybe four for others, they will get a crash course in what we call real politics, how the world really works. Again, turn off the TV and find out what's really been going on. This is my best shot at explicating that. And of course, my effort here is based on the work of many, many other individuals who I find have done a brilliant job, who I think have done the best job of explaining this predicament we're in. So with that, Andy, do you have any comments, questions? Should we go to that CD, or that track?
We're not going to have time for the track, Eric, because we've only got 5 minutes left. But we can play it next time. And that's what I can do. I can run it now, and we can overrun, and then we'll close the show out, if you don't mind, because most people will catch it off the download, and that'll take us into just over an hour. Would that work for you?
That works for me. And a many thanks, Andy, for dedicating our number 50 show to this project. I do hope, I'm not really everything I've done with my five websites has been free. This is, I do have 20 CDs and a movie and this project on my ericcarlstrom.com website. That's really all I charge for. But I hope people will take advantage of the information here.
Yes, absolutely. And folks, this is the longest cut I think that we've ever played. It's called The Global Gestapo, Professor Carlstrom's Introduction. It comes in at 14 minutes, so we're going to play this, then we'll close out the show. So I'm going to mute us both, and here we go, folks.
From the Gangstalking Mind Control Cults.com website, webmaster Dr. Eric Carlstrom. I began this website in the fall of 2016 with the goal of learning as much as possible about global organized stalking and mind control operations and sharing that information with others. As a former university professor and a targeted individual myself since at least about 2004, I have researched these topics both from an academic standpoint as well as from my own direct experience. This website is an outgrowth of my naturalclimatechange.org, 911nwo.com, and San Luis Valley waterwatch.com websites, and builds upon and or incorporates information provided in those websites. Having researched these related issues for decades, I can now offer some major conclusions, the chief of which is that through their systematic torture and murder of law-abiding American citizens, the U.S. military intelligence is guilty of committing the highest form of treason imaginable. Indeed, today, the U.S. military wages secret warfare on the people of the world in order to assert full spectrum dominance over planet Earth and usher in one world government as per UN Agenda 21, or Agenda for the 21st Century, now called Agenda 2030. The U.S. and Israeli governments and their corporate partners now conduct surveillance on everyone, and they secretly deploy high-tech, directed energy, and neuroweapons against probably many millions of targeted individuals, TIs, worldwide who have been extrajudicially placed on terrorism watch lists and classed as enemies of the state. These people are referred to as the target and it in Joint Publication 360 of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and are denied due process of law, their constitutionally guaranteed civil liberties, and the protection of the innumerable state, federal, and international laws and statutes that prohibit such non-consensual targeting, non-consensual experimentation on civilians. These surveillance, targeting, torture, neutralization, and killing operations are part of the U.S. military's unconventional warfare carried out on behalf of the global financial elite by their minions, the intelligence agencies, governments, militaries, and private security contractors against civilian populations in order to suppress the truth, cover up their own crimes, profit from the human trafficking of TIs, and test their latest neuro and non-lethal weapons. The U.S. military's fourth generation warfare is a product of the Revolution in Military Affairs, RMA, that occurred in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Its major components include information warfare, perception management, military operations other than war, low-intensity conflict, cyber warfare, net-centric warfare, psychological operations, psychopolitical operations, and the use of no-touch torture technologies, including non-lethal directed energy and other neural weapons. These so-called counter-terrorism operations actually constitute terrorism waged against domestic populations. See Mark M. Rich's The New World War: Revolutionary Methods for Political Control, 2011, and excerpts from that book on this website. As per the U.S. military's related civil military and net-centric war doctrines, responsibility and culpability for these criminal, unconstitutional operations is divested among many sectors of society, including law enforcement, DHS, DOJ, FBI, local, state, and federal police, private, corporate, contractors, and local businesses, innumerable civilian and vigilante groups, religions, cults, non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, and many universities and medical facilities, etc. Why? Quote, full spectrum dominance, end quote, of everything and everyone. What for? Innumerable statements by global leaders tell us why. James Paul Warburg, son of Paul Warburg, both of the Warburg banking family that co-founded the Federal Reserve, stated on February 17, 1950, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, "We shall have world government, whether or not we like it. The question is only whether world government will be achieved by consent or by conquest." Well, the American people never consented to world government. Nonetheless, our nation, world, and Western civilization itself is being conquered incrementally by the international financial elite and their paid minions. Multiple goals and effects of global organized stalking, mind control, electronic torture operations include, number one, massive make-work program. Establishment of a massive make-work program that radically expands the national security enterprise terrorism sector of the economy through A, allocation of billions of federal dollars to watch list and target generally law-abiding citizens through the DHS-FBI fusion center system, B, human trafficking of TIs as non-consensual human experimentees into military, university, corporate, state, neuroscience, and weapons testing programs, and C, illegal seizure of terminated targets' assets. As revealed in the Iran-Contra scandal of the 1980s, the rogue corporate military intelligence, CIA mafia, networks of the criminal shadow government, the National Security Enterprise, have also profiteered from international sales of illegal drugs and weapons, the trafficking of sex slaves and children, etc., for many decades. Among many names for this shadow government is Dr. Alfred McCoy's term, covered netherworld. Two, formation of secret armies, formation of vast secret armies of perpetrators, or perps, comprised of military special forces operatives, civilian war fighters, citizen spies, recruited criminals, government agents, informants, spies, surveillance role players, crisis actors, academic and medical cognitive and neuroscience researchers, and others to A, maintain control over all sectors of society, B, squelch all potential dissent and civil rights movements, C, divide and conquer domestic populations, and D, artificially create a civil war in which civilians police, stalk, harass, torture, and kill each other. 3. Isolate and remove, ISR, an asset stripping of dissident targets with no-touch torture, non-lethal weapons, organized stalking of targeted individuals by these secret armies is accompanied by development of high-tech, military-grade, non-lethal electromagnetic and neurotech weapons to ISR, isolate and remove, TIs from society. In other words, eliminate, suicide, kill them. Which allows elites and or the state to seize targets' assets through insurance fraud, etc. 4. Create worldwide no-touch torture psychotronic concentration camp. Create a no-touch torture electronic Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib-style torture mind control system that can be deployed anywhere on Earth at any time against anyone viewed with disfavor by those in power. 5. Create mass shooters through invisible no-touch torture. The Zionist-controlled USA is running COINTELPRO cops, gang stalking, and wireless MKUltra programs on millions of innocent Americans in order to advance a political agenda to create psycho bombs. Mass shooters who create a gun problem so they can ban them, according to Dr. Robert Duncan, CIA scientist, whistleblower, and author of Project Soul Catcher, Volume 2, Secrets of Cyber and Cybernetics Warfare Revealed. 6. Cover up their own criminality. Psychological and or physical breakdown, incarceration, institutionalization, slow kill murder of TIs via no-touch torture eliminates dissidents, whistleblowers, truth-tellers, and dissent in general, thus facilitating suppression of the truth and the implementation of the long-sought totalitarian one-world government. Removal of political enemies through these targeted killings also facilitates the cover-up of this and other government crimes, covert ops, and massive propaganda lies, including 9/11, staged false flag terror events, prosecution of illegal wars, the phony war on terrorism, the phony man-caused global warming hoax, etc. 7. Neuroweapons testing, brain and soul mapping, cloning. Military research, development, and refinement of a variety of neuroweapons, as well as the mapping, digital copying, and cloning of human brains and souls, defined as intellect, will, and emotions, is carried out to create A, enhanced cyborg super soldiers, B, a race of transhumanist human-computer cyborg slaves, or biorobots, C, enhancement of conscious AI, artificial intelligence, supercomputers. D, fascist military intelligence, domination of the entire world population through the use of neuroweapons and neurotechnologies, which permit remote mind control, torture, and mind influencing. And E, a host of other objectives. 8, divide and conquer society for total control. Dividing society into three classes, A, predators, including elites and perps, B, prey, including targeted individuals and audiences, and see clueless and cowardly bystanders, aka the bewildered herd. This divide and conquer strategy facilitates total control of societies by elites and eliminates the threat of genuine protest, meaningful social movements, etc. 9. Create a society of sadists and spies. Traditional Christian values such as love, truth, beauty, honor, kindness, courage, and service to others are replaced in progressively dehumanized societies by a sadistic mafia spook-style thugocracy, or rule by thugs, with a Lord of the Flies jungle mentality in which sadistic, violent guerrilla tactics are commonly employed to, quote, keep the peace. 10. Militarize, weaponize, criminalize, and satanize society. Societies are thus weaponized, criminalized, and satanized to such an extent that these types of illegal and unconstitutional activities continue unreported and unpunished. 11. Creation of New World Order electronic military intelligence vigilante police state. Creation of a global totalitarian corporate-owned New World Order military intelligence vigilante civilian police state linked to AI supercomputers, cell towers, and electromagnetic frequency and advanced neurotech weapons can be covertly deployed against any and all individuals and groups in all sectors of society. Through economic policies, zoning restrictions, and man-caused catastrophes such as the California wildfires, etc., citizens are now gradually being forced out of rural and suburban areas into crowded UN Agenda 21 smart cities, where total physical control can be exerted through control of food, water, and energy, etc., and total psychological and behavioral control can be exerted through this program. 12. Electronic psychotronic genocide of populations. Large populations can be genocided and or turned into bio-robots using these technologies. 13. Elites attain immortality. Elites evidently hope to develop and use these brain-to-computer mapping and copying technologies to transform themselves into a race of immortal, omniscient, transhumanist gods who would rule a universal, one-world Antichrist kingdom forever.
There you go, folks. Fantastic musical narration there. So, Eric, any final words before we go?
No, Andy. We're in for the fight of our lives. I think, as we discussed just before we started, we are in World War III. And people need to wake up to that and find all the assets and strengths they have within them. Be smart. Be connected with other like-minded people you can trust. Get right with God and know that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And one of the many, many graphics that I discovered when I was putting together my YouTubes was God never said the weapons wouldn't be formed. He just said they wouldn't prevail. So these weapons will not prevail. But we're going to have to pray, and we're going to have to get smart. We're in for the war of our lives, and this is not for cowards. It's not for people with their head in the sand. This is for people who are willing to stand up for their sovereignty, the sovereignty of God's world, God's beautiful world, because this is all being threatened and will be taken from us by this cabal if we do not stand up and or receive divine aid, because the power they have with these weapons is really tremendous. We need to know about them. And so to that extent, many thanks to you, Andy, and thanks for running over there.
Thank you so much, Eric. And folks, that was our 50th show together, entitled The Lifeline Project. There'll be a link to The Lifeline Project in the post for this show, and there'll be a link to all of the 50 shows that we've done together direct to Eric's website. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye for now.